Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. Since 2009, HRN podcasts have been exploring the wide world of food, beverage, and agriculture. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by PASA Sustainable Agriculture. Register now for PASA's 2024 conference in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Don't miss over 70 educational sessions on farming and food systems, plus an expansive trade show. Learn more at pasafarming.org/HRN2024.
Well, hello. Welcome to All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bayer, and it is January 10th, 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. Wishing you all a wonderful year ahead, filled with joy, good health, and deliciousness. And this is our 375th episode of this series, which is dedicated to behind-the-scenes talent in the hospitality industry. Now, before I get into today's show, I have to note, 2 days ago, on January 8th, 2024, we hit our 10th anniversary milestone of All in the Industry. Yes, 10 years of podcasting the show, which I started as a passion project. It's still a passion project. I love doing the show. I love interviewing people. And I'm very grateful to have a platform to share the stories of amazing behind-the-scenes talent in hospitality and be the host and producer and come to you every week or almost every week with a new show. My first show was with Stephen Kamali of The Chef Agency, and it was live, as we used to do all of our shows live in the backyard of Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And I just can't believe it's been 10 years. Thank you to Stephen for being my first guest and all my guests and their teams. And thank you, of course, to the team at Heritage Radio Network for your support over the years. I appreciate all of you. Thank you to my fellow podcasters. Great to be part of our community. Thank you to Brandon Hoy and the Roberta's team for welcoming us and for the fabulous pizza always. Thank you to our partners at Heritage Radio Network. Thank you to everyone who's been involved in the culinary and hospitality events, conferences, and festivals that I've attended over the years to cover on the show for my on-the-road episodes. I love being a part of. And thank you, of course, to you, all of our loyal listeners. Without you, there would be no All in the Industry. So thank you for tuning in. And here is to 10 years of All in the Industry. Okay, so today I have a special on-the-road show from Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants, which took place in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. And I was thrilled to attend this event on behalf of this show and be a part of it. I love being a part of the celebration of our industry and the chefs and restaurants who work so hard. So on this show, as I do on every show, I will start out with my PR tip. And then I have several interviews from the couple of days surrounding the awards, before, during, and after. And I'm going to share a little bit from the press conference that took place at the awards. And I have a special speed round. And I will close things out with my solo dining experience. As the founder of Bayer Public Relations, I'm going to tip the show off with my PR tip of the week. So today's tip is to come as you are. Yes, show up for things and life as you feel comfortable, with makeup, without makeup, dressed up or dressed down. Just be you. Of course, there are situations with dress codes and a time and place for putting on your best dancing shoes. But let's remember that it's okay, or rather great, to just show up as you are. We don't need to cover up or disguise or pretend to be someone that we're not. So let's always embrace our authentic selves. As Lady Gaga says, there's nothing wrong with loving who you are. Baby, I was born this way. That's my tip today. Okay, so I'm super excited about this show, which, as I mentioned, is all about Latin America's 50 best restaurants, which took place Tuesday, November 28th in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And I was thrilled to be there to celebrate our chef and restaurant industry with so many chefs who I admire, who I've read about, or who I've been to their restaurant or want to go to their restaurant, and many chefs who are in my ChefWise book. So it was really amazing to be back in Rio. Yes, I had been to Rio once before. I took myself there in 2018 for my birthday to go to Carnival, and that was fantastic. I went to Rio and Sao Paulo and had an amazing trip. So this was my second time in Rio, and this was the 11th edition of Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants list, which was revealed at a live awards ceremony. And it was broadcast so other people could tune in and celebrate from afar with the chefs and restaurateurs in Rio. So Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants was launched in 2013 to celebrate gastronomy across the region and to provide diners around the globe with local insight and culinary recommendations. Since its inception, it has quickly grown to become the premier gastronomic ranking in the continent, with its awards events marking the greatest annual gathering of chefs, restaurateurs, media, and food industry VIPs. Each year, the list provides a snapshot of the views of over 300 restaurant industry experts from across Latin America, reflecting the wide diversity and deep richness of the continent's culinary landscape. The voting academy is divided into five separate regions: Mexico, Central America, South America, the North, South America, the South, and Brazil. So that's a little bit background. And this was my first time at the Latin America's 50 Best. People who listen to this show know that I went in June to Valencia to attend the World's 50 Best Restaurants. And this is a division of the World's 50 Best. And that episode is episode 362, if anyone wants to go listen. And in Rio, like they did in Valencia, there's other activities happening besides the awards ceremony. There are dinner collaborations, the 50 best talks, and parties, and chefs are coming in from around the world to celebrate together and reunite, and it's really special to see and be a part of. And part of the activities I did, I went to a 50 Best Signature Sessions dinner that was a collaboration between OTEC, which is in Brazil, and that's Alberto Langraf's place, and I have an upcoming interview with him. And it was a collaboration with his restaurant and Quejol, which is Pia Leon's restaurant, and she's the world's best female chef of 2021, who also is half the team behind Central, which was named the number one restaurant on the World's 50 Best Restaurants list in 2023, and currently the number one on Latin America's list. And on this year's list, Kale got the number seven spot, and OTEC was number 20. And the third part of the collaboration was with chef Santiago Lastra of Coal in London, and Coal is currently number 23 on the World's 50 Best Restaurants list. And Pia and Santiago are in my ChefWise book, and I was meeting Alberto for the first time, and I went to this dinner solo. I ended up sitting next to Elena Regadas of Rosetta in Mexico City, and she's in my book. And Elena was also named Latin America's best female chef in 2014, and Rosetta's currently on Latin America's 50 best list as number 36. And I saw her at the Food on the Edge conference in Dublin. She was on my panel, and so it's very cool. I got to sit next to her, and I've been seeing her around the world. And we had a really amazing tasting menu dinner. We were at the chef's counter, and the whole room was filled with people who were in town for 50 Best, and each of the chefs did different dishes, and it was my first time having Santiago's food. You'll hear more about his restaurant coming up on the show, and I'm glad I was able to attend that. I also went to the 50 Best Talks, which was at the Teatro Prudential, which is a little outside the main part of Rio, but it was a wonderful facility there. And there were talks by Andoni Luis Uderiz, who's also in my book, and I did the panel with him in Dublin as well. And I've been seeing him around the world, which was really cool. And another talk with Alex Atala from Dom in Sao Paulo, and I've dined there. I dined there on that trip I took back in 2018 and met him. And the thing was, though, these talks were all in Portuguese or translated into Spanish. So I got the vibe of what they were saying. And I did an interview there with William Drew, the director of content for 50 Best, who was my guest on episode 358. So that's coming up on the show. What else can I share with you? So, well, let's jump to the ceremony. So it was at the Copacabana Palace, a Belmont hotel. And this is Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants 2023 Awards Ceremony. And it started out with a cocktail reception, and then it was the award ceremony, which, like the 50 Best in Valencia, was led by one host who went through the list and chefs came up for special awards, but there really weren't many speeches except for a few special ones. And it was really well executed and great to be a part of. And then there was a press conference that I attended, and I have more of that coming up. There was also the post-ceremony reception that had wonderful food and drinks. Of course, being a culinary celebration, I guess that goes without saying. And then there was a after party that I headed over to that was at the Fairmont Rio de Janeiro Copacabana. And there was also another party the day before that I stopped by at the Fairmont. I believe they were the host hotel. So there were several activities taking place there. I will share on the Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants list for 2023, and this is sponsored by San Pellegrino and Aquapana, that the number one ranked restaurant this year was Maido in Lima, Peru. And this is Mitsuharu Misha Tsumura. It's his restaurant. He's in ChefWise. He's been on my show. I interviewed him at the World's 50 Best in Valencia, where he received the number 6 spot on the World's Best list. And that's episode 362. And I also talked about my solo dining experience at Maido on episode 116. Maido is Japanese Peruvian cuisine, and it's wonderful. I was fortunate to dine there in 2016 on a solo trip to Lima, and I've always told people that it was one of my favorite meals that I've ever had. I mean, seriously, it was amazing. And so this recognition of the number one spot, I think, is so well deserved. So congratulations to Misha. Number two went to El Chato in Bogota. Haven't been there yet. Three went to Don Julio in Buenos Aires, and I did dine there before, and it was great. And Sado Porco in Sao Paulo was in the number 4 spot. Number 5, Fauna in Valle de Guadalupe. 6, Maito in Panama City, and that's M-A-I-T-O. Maito, the number 1 in Lima, is M-A-I-D-O. So close, but not the same. Number 7 went to Kehol in Lima. I don't think I say the name of the restaurant correctly, but it's spelt K-J-O-L-L-E. Number 8 went to Leo in Bogota. Guess I got to get to Bogota. And 9, Barago, Santiago, Chile. That's Rodolfo Guzman's spot. And number 10, Maita in Lima. And that's M-A-Y-T-A. Another close spelling there. So congratulations. For the full list, you can go to theworlds50best.com/Latin America and find out more about all of the activities that took place. And you can read all about the chefs. Also on Instagram, it's at theworlds50best and hashtag LATAM50best, or standing for Latin America. So it's LATAM50best. Okay, let's get to my interviews. So the first one will be with William Drew, the director of content for 50 Best, and he was my guest on episode 358. Then I have an interview with Rodolfo Guzman from Barago in Santiago, Chile, and he was also my guest on episode 356, currently ranked number 9 on Latin America's 50 Best list and number 29 in the world, and a ChefWise contributor. Then I speak with Rafa Costa y Silva of La Sai in Rio, currently ranked number 14 on Latin America's 50 Best and number 58 in the world. And I attended lunch there before this interview. I was dining with Rodolfo and his lovely wife and team, and Andoni. It's a small restaurant, and we were most of it. It was absolutely fantastic and warm and welcoming service, and you're going to hear more about that because I talked to Rafa. Okay, then at the ceremony, during the pre-reception, I have an interview with Virgilio Martinez of Central in Lima, who is the number one ranked restaurant on the world's 50 best list currently and number one in Latin America. And he was my guest on episode 310. He's also in ChefWise. And then I speak with Alberto Langraf of OTEC in Rio, which I mentioned. And his restaurant is currently ranked number 20 on Latin America's 50 best and number 76 on the world's 50 best. And then finally at the after party, I spoke with Manuela Manu Bufara, who has Manu in Curitiba, Brazil, and her restaurant is currently number 35 on Latin America's 50 Best, and she's in my book, ChefWise. And so that's the final interview. So that's what's coming up. Big congratulations to everyone that I have mentioned and everyone I haven't mentioned. It's a big deal to be on this list. So very happy for you, and I hope everyone out there listening enjoys my interviews from Rio de Janeiro. Well, hello. I'm with William Drew at Latin America's 50 Best in Rio de Janeiro. Hello, how are you?
Hi, well, I'm very happy because we're here in Rio, as you said, and first time Latin America's 50 Best has been held in Brazil after 10 years of doing these awards. So we're delighted to be in Brazil for the first time, and so far we've been enjoying an amazing time, great hospitality from the city.
Amazing. How did you pick this location?
As you can imagine, Brazil has always been on the radar for Latin America, so we've actually been wanting to come here for a number of years. We finally managed to make that happen now in 2023, and you know, maybe we'll be able to do it again here in Brazil. It's a natural thing for us to host Latin America's 50 Best in Brazil. It's the biggest country in Latin America. We've been in Mexico, we've been in Peru, we've been in Colombia, we've been in Argentina. So, of course, we had to come to Brazil.
Of course. Well, this is my first time at Latin America's 50 Best, having now experienced Valencia with the world's 50 best. So we just finished up the 50 Best talks. How is the programming here different or the same as what you do at 50 Best in Valencia?
It actually follows a similar structure because 50 Best Talks is a really important part of our program because course, we have a lot of celebration and, you know, getting together, and then the main event, the awards, tomorrow night. But this is a chance for people to talk about the key elements in gastronomy. And, you know, we bring together the leading thinkers in food in the region across Latin America. And so it feels like the right thing to do is to use and share some of those experiences and that incredible knowledge and insight and innovation that these chefs and restaurateurs bring. And Latin America has a real confidence now in its own gastronomy, and it's not taking gastronomy from Europe and from its sort of colonial history, although that plays a part, of course, but it has its own identity, and each individual country and region within those countries has its own identity, and that really shines through in Latin America. The pride in local ingredients, local culinary heritage, that's really important here, and I think we see that in the events, and we saw that in 50 Best Talks just now.
Yeah, and Doni Luis Adariz, and you had Alex Atala of Dom, and yeah, it was really wonderful, wonderful venue here and presentations. So tomorrow we have the ceremony, the whole gala. So that's taking place at the
Copacabana Palace, the iconic hotel on the seafront on Copacabana Beach. It's a very historic building. So we have an amazing room in there, which we will bring all the chefs together. And we have, we hope, all 50 of the restaurants from Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants this year attending. As well as the vast majority of those listed in the 51 to 100 ranking as well. So it's going to be a true celebration.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to be here. And you know I have this ChefWise book out, and a lot of the chefs in my book are here. And it's exciting to celebrate with them and everyone else. And this is my second time in Rio. Have you frequented Rio often?
This is my first time in Rio.
Oh, amazing.
My first time in Brazil, personally. So I'm catching up, making up for lost time, because what an amazing city and what an amazing country. I know I'm only scratching the surface being here for this week, but always exciting to experience a new city and the new country's food. You know, that's what we're about, yeah. And about discovery and, you know, that curiosity of new flavors and new ingredients that you haven't had before. So for me personally, this is, you know, like a dream to come to Brazil. Very lucky to do so with this job. And yeah, the atmosphere and the vibe here is super positive.
Yeah, so my next question was going to be, where are you eating, or where have you eaten, or what's on your list?
Yeah, I'm trying to eat as much as possible and everywhere. We just had some great food from Gastromotiva, which is an organization that uses food waste to create dishes for so that then feeds those in need and those that are hungry in the city. So we just had a sample of that. That's been some amazing food. I'm eating at Otec and La Salle and, you know, the big name restaurants in the city, but I'm also keen to have some of the, you know, the true local food as well. So I have numerous recommendations. I have to find some time to go and eat, you know, simple local food, which I know is delicious.
Yes, I came here 2018 for Carnival and had some feijoada, which I managed to have again on this trip. And yeah, and tomorrow I'm going to La Salle, and I was at Otec last night with the collaboration with Pia and Santiago, and it was fabulous. So, well, thank you. I'm so excited and honored to be here and a part of this celebration. I love what you guys do. So thank you for having me, and congratulations.
De nada. It's a pleasure to have you, of course, and, you know, all those that support and love 50 Best and the, you know, the chefs and the, you know, the positive outcomes from bringing people together and encouraging collaboration and cooperation across borders. So those people like you that support that, we always want to, you know, welcome to join our events.
Thank you. And I have to say, from being in Valencia, that was one big takeaway. The community, the celebration, the bringing of the chefs together. I felt the energy. It was so special. And it's just, I feel it now here, just having been here a couple of days. So I can't wait for tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think you'll feel it in abundance tomorrow evening, because the Latins love to party.
Yes, they do. All right. Well, thank you so much. So great to see you. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Well, hello. I'm here with Rodolfo Guzman of Barrago.
Hello, Sherry. Yeah, very excited to be here with you.
Same. We're in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah. Is this... This can't be your first time here.
No, it's not my first time, but, you know, it's one of those places you always want to come and just being around because of the beautiful beach and the environment. It's just wonderful. It's just amazing.
Yeah. No, it's my second time, which I find hard to believe. I've been here now twice, and it is beautiful. So we're here for Latin America's 50 Best, which tonight is the big awards. So what are you looking forward to most?
Well, you know, literally, you know, we chefs, we've been working very hard during the entire year. You know, our operations are very, very intense, and we also got to travel quite a lot, and it's a great opportunity just to get to see everyone and just to show, you know. It's more than anything, it's a great time in the year where we get together.
Yes, and you're currently on the list.
Yeah.
And how has that impacted you and your restaurant, as well as the world's 50 best, which I saw you in Valencia back in June, which you're also on that list, which is amazing, super amazing. So how has it impacted your restaurant and where you're at today, like in 2023?
Well, I must say, in our case, you know, Chile is very, very far down south, very... Chile's not Peru, it's not Mexico, it's not Brazil. People get to travel a lot to those, you know, that's food destinations for ages, but Chile was not on the map. So in our case, Barrago used to be that little tiny restaurant, empty restaurant, till 2013, that the list came for the first time ever, and we passed from bankruptcy, literally, to a fully booked restaurant. So that's all, you know, it's the biggest thing you could ever ask for. Being a cook, to have a fully booked restaurant is just to serve food, you know. That's what we are passionate for. And so I'm so grateful. And without this list, Barrago wouldn't exist. So this is the truth. And that's why it's so important for us. We in Chile, we have no Michelin. We have no nothing really. And so the list has been everything for us. I'm super, again, I'm very excited. Besides the awards and everything, of course, we're so grateful. But it's a great time just to say, hey, here we're alive. We want to share our land, our culture also. And just to be on the map, it's just great, you know?
Yeah. No, it's amazing. And I love that I jumped on a plane back in April and I came to visit you in Santiago, and my dinner at your restaurant was phenomenal. And just the whole experience, the whole getting to meet you and your team and you showing me around a bit of your city, which is so lovely. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe in the future there'll be a Latin America's 50 Best in Santiago.
Why not? Why not? You know?
Gotta bring people.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Congratulations. Where have you been eating here in Rio?
Well, I've been, this is not my first time again, but I've been all over, and it's just hanging around on the beach and just getting some caipirinhas. It's probably one of the most beautiful experiences you could ever have. And having those little yuca sort of things, you know, the snacks are amazing. Of course, seafood is great. Cavaquinha is my favorite ever. You know, cavaquinha is like a compressed lobster, and it tastes and it has this beautiful texture. And I've been to many beautiful places, but I went to Otec, and now I'm gonna have lunch at one of my favorite places ever, which is L'Açaí. So Raph is one of my brothers, you know. So yeah, I'm very, very excited. So yeah. Going to every single restaurant here is a special. I love Rio in all senses.
Yeah, well, it's been wonderful. I was able to go to Otec as well for the collaboration dinner they did, and going to join you at Lasai. Oh, so yeah. I'm looking forward. Yeah. So, Rodolfo, you're in Chefwise, which I'm thrilled about. Thank you for being part of it. What did it mean for you to be a part of my book?
Well, I think it's a great representation of the worldwide community, you know, around food in the world. Because chefs, we, in a way, compared to what it was, is a totally different environment now. We have voices to that represents our communities around the world, you know, of producers, of people around food in all senses. So for me, it's a great opportunity to have a voice and just to represent that community. And it's a great, great thing.
Yeah. No, I love that you're a part of it. What would be your top advice for inspiring a young cook?
I would say that nothing in life happens from one day to the... Nothing great in life happens from one day to the next. So if it's good to find balance in your life, it's great, it's fantastic. But who says the balance will be there for you every single time? So if you ever want to move forward in life, you have to work your ass off.
I hear you. yeah, you got to work hard. Yeah. Nothing happens in an instant, even though I think social media sometimes make it seem that way.
yeah, exactly. So I think young people have to understand in a way that if you want to build something, it can take ages, and that's all good with it. Because it means there's something special.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I have to say, for me, I think putting together this book was so special for many reasons, but really probably the top reason was I got to connect and know chefs around the world, such as yourself. I love that we've gotten to know each other, and I appreciate you so much. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And have fun tonight. Tell my listeners your full name.
I mean, my full name is long, but everybody knows me as Rafa Costa Silva.
Okay.
Thank you for the book.
Thank you. No, my pleasure.
It's my dream to write a book with Fido.
Well, dreams come true.
Yeah, I have one problem that was telling Andoni before, is that in March, we complete 10 years. And on those 10 years of Lasai, I never wrote a recipe. So that would be an issue for me to write a book. Because to write a book, you have to have a recipe. But then my idea of a book, it's not having any recipe. It's to have ideas. Ideas and then formats and concept and then no recipe.
Well, the cool thing with books is there isn't one way to do anything. And I could see... Well, I don't exactly know how that book would lay out or would work, but you obviously have a vision.
Yeah, we would have to think about it too. I don't see it either, but I would have to stop a little bit and think about what we would do it. But my idea of a book for me would be like ideas, concept, formats, and not recipes.
Yeah.
But usually when I want to do something that I never did in my life, and then I start looking at the recipe, in the middle of the recipe, I already lost my patience. And then I read the whole thing, I get the idea, and I try to do it. I never go back to the recipe. Actually, for pastry, we have recipes.
Well, pastry is more, a bit
for
of a
ice
science,
creams
yeah.
and, panna cotta and things like that. But, for the savory part, for the appetizers, for the end of the plate, we don't have any recipes.
Even now, today? So how do you teach your team... to do each dish? Because one thing with restaurants is consistency.
It is, in my case, not so much.
Okay.
I always tell them, you guys have to try. If it's good for you, probably it's good for everybody. They have the flavor a lot more developed than most of the clients that come here. So they have to be trying all the time. So, for example, we have a pork sauce that's super famous here. So sometimes you try the sauce, and it's super good. And then 2 weeks forward, you try the same sauce. It's completely different, but it's also super good. And I don't mind that. As soon as it's good, it's fine for me. So I don't want always the same sauce. Actually, I don't want the same sauce, never. I want a good sauce. And then back to Andoni Mugaritz, where I worked for 5 years, it's completely opposite, because Andoni, usually he doesn't care a lot about the flavor. He cares more about texture, temperature, feeling of him in your mouth. So I'm more, and I mean, Andoni is the guy that I respect the most in the gastronomy by far. But I'm more about the flavor. Like, I want a good food. I mean, the food we do, like, people say, oh, it's amazing. It's right. But, like, actually, sometimes I had, like, the imposter syndrome. You know what's that? Like, the syndrome of the imposter.
Yeah.
Because we just do good food. I mean, we don't do anything different than that. It's just good food. Good ingredients. We try to make well done. We try to make the best we can, with the best providers we can get it, the best fish we can get, best meat we can get it, and that's it. Like, that's actually what we do. Just get the best we can and then cook the best we can.
Well, lunch today was fabulous. I feel really lucky that I got to dine here mm-hmm. and meet you, and we're here. Lasai, you changed your concept a little bit during the pandemic, from what I read.
Okay, but the concept, we changed about a year and a half ago in April 2022.
And why?
Because we want to do, like, we used to have a restaurant that was 45 seats, tasting menu, the whole thing. And we wanted to do something more, with more details. And then I wanted to do, like, a fry languishing like you ate today and serve at the moment. So we fry and serve.
It was so delicious.
In a regular restaurant, that's hard to do it because you fry.
Yeah.
The way they take to the side table, from the side table, they put in front of the client. If the client's not paying attention, he's talking. And then he's going to eat that languishing 3, 4, 5 minutes after it's fried. You know, here we fry.
Yeah.
And put in front of you, and then we say, eat it.
Yeah. And then you
that makes, for me, makes a whole difference.
Yeah.
Like the yuca with the sea urchin. Like the sea urchin is cold, the yuca is hot, and we wanted that texture. Like that. And that comes out a lot from a Japanese omakase. Like a Japanese omakase, usually the rice, it's warm, and the fish, it's cold.
True.
And that's what we want to do, exactly the same thing with the yuca. The yuca is hot.
Yeah.
The sea urchin is cold. And then we want to make the fish steam, and 2 minutes later, the person that came to it is going to be eating.
Yeah, well, that's why the pace of our meal at the beginning went pretty fast with the
small
snacks, bites.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is pretty. It is very
yeah.
fast.
I mean, they were also delicious. Yeah. I was savoring it as quickly as I could.
Uh-huh. And for me, it's really hard to be sitting more than 2 hours.
Yeah,
like I don't like those tasty menus that's like 3, 4, 5 hours. It's not that I don't like. Sometimes I enjoy, but usually I want it like in two hours and a half. And then that's it. I mean, more than that for me, it's too much rent. So we always try to, like, our budget, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I think now a lot of people are that way, that they want to have a wonderful meal, but they don't want to sit for
yeah.
or
and,
no, four
and actually,
hours.
Actually, if later on you want to be sitting for 2, 3 more hours, okay, but talking, you know, like talking, having fun, drink something, but not eating for 2 hours, 3 hours, it's... For me, you get tired of like eating, and then you start getting full. And then I don't know if you realize, probably you did realize, that we almost don't have any break in between the plates. It's like we take one plate out and we'll put another one.
Yeah, no, the yeah. pace, it wasn't too fast. It was just efficient and
yeah.
It was well paced. When did you initially open? Was it about 10 years ago?
10 years ago, just across the street.
Okay.
2 minutes walking from here.
And
actually, 2 minutes to open.
And right before that, what were you doing? Because I know you said you spent some
I was
time
at Mugaritz.
Oh, you were at Mugaritz?
Yeah. Before I opened last time, I was at Mugaritz.
And where were you before that? Did you grow
in New
up
York.
Here? Oh, you're from New York?
Yeah, I did. I went to school. I went to school at
the CIA.
That's where I met my wife.
Oh my God! Amazing.
So
I live in New
been,
York. You know
yeah,
that.
We have been there for 19 years. Me and my wife have been together for 19 years.
So where did you cook in New York?
I cooked for a long time for John George.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. But, yeah, he's in my book.
I cook one of his restaurants called Vong.
Sure.
They're closed already,
yeah,
but I used to
love... Yeah, I moved to New York in 98, so yeah. I remember Vong.
I love Vong, and I mean, I was a little kid, and for me it was super fun. Like, I learned how to be, like, actually, like, a line cook, like, rushing and, like, just, like, getting the stuff done fast and all this. Then I went a little bit for Nougatine Cuisine, Spice Market.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
And then I went to Spain. And then I went
amazing.
I went to Mugaritz to make a trainee program of 3 months, and then I ended up staying 5 years. And my wife, which came here also, she's from Texas, no? And we met in New York. And then she used to work at Boulet, front of the house. And then we went together to Mugaritz, and she worked there with me, and she was the maitre de Mugaritz for it.
I'm wondering, I dined at Mugaritz once, and I believe it was around 2013 or 14.
No, but we left 2012.
Okay, I just missed you.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was there, I was dining by myself, and I didn't meet Andoni then. He wasn't there that evening, but I went into the kitchen, I met the chef de cuisine, and it was an extraordinary experience.
Yeah,
and,
I love him.
And he's a super talent. I'm super glad he's also in my book. It's like such an honor, and such an honor to meet you and be here. Tell me a bit about, so we're here in Rio, where your restaurant is, and I'm here for Latin America's 50 Best. This is my first time attending this event. But what does it mean to you to be on the list and to have this now, this awards come to your city?
I mean, for us, commercially, it's very good, you know, because, I mean, being on the list, people look for restaurants on the list. So people, when come to Rio, somebody from New York comes to here, Rio, they're going to look at the list and see, like, which restaurants to visit, which, it's a guide, you know, so it's like, people, like, I see Lasai, modern Brazilian food, or go to another restaurant that's whatever, fish or whatever. So it's a guide for the people. And I mean, for me, the most important thing is to see friends like today.
Yeah.
Rodolfo is a very good friend of mine. Andoni, that I see almost every year, but it's always good and a pleasure to cook for him and to have him here and have been together for the past 3 days. Javi, which is the assistant of Andoni, we worked together for 5 years. And for me, the most important of those events is everybody getting together, you know, and you can get to see people that you never see, you know, so that's, for me, it's the most important.
Yeah, well, I feel really special to be here among them and dining with them and to have met you and to, they're special people. Mm-hmm. And you're cooking a dinner tomorrow night with Andoni and Rodolfo.
Yeah.
So how do these collaboration dinners, well, how did it come together? Did you guys just reach out to another and be like, hey, let's do a dinner.
The people from the 50 Best call us and said, if you want to make a dinner. And we said, yeah, let's do it. I call Andoni. They said, yeah, of course. And then I call Rodolfo. Yeah, sure. And then we make a Mugaritz reunion. So because Andoni, Rodolfo worked there. Andoni, it is there. And I worked there. So it was like it's kind of like a Mugaritz reunion. Even though I didn't work with Rodolfo there, even though Rodolfo wasn't there when I was there. I mean, we have this, everybody that works at Mugaritz, I think, has this connection. Even though they didn't work together, they all have this connection. And Andoni is the guy that I appreciate and respect the most in the gastronomy. I mean, he helped me so much. Like, I didn't even know what would be my career if I hadn't passed and met Andoni, you know.
I love it. I love the friendships and the respect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Such an honor to meet you and to be here. And I really, really loved lunch. I can't wait to come back another time. And let me know when you're back in New York.
Yeah, I will. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hi, this is Sherry Bayer from All in the Industry, coming to you live from Rio de Janeiro. Hello, I'm with Rogelio Martinez of Central Lima, Peru. When am I coming down soon? I need to revisit. How are you?
I'm fantastic here in Rio, just enjoying the people, this beautiful community, Latin American community. Waiting to see what's going on here. Seems to be a beautiful celebration. Here it's all about sharing, you know, it's beautiful.
Well, congratulations. You're currently number one on Latin America's 50 best restaurants and number one on world's 50 best restaurants, which I was there for Valencia as you received your award. And it's just, it's huge. Congratulations. I mean, what has this meant to you? How have things been since June?
Well, it's been such a beautiful, the past 2 years time. Where we've been proving ourselves that we've been creating and we've been so focused on our food, on our hospitality, and many other things. And you know, these other restaurants like Koye and Mil in the mountains of Peru are booming now. So I think for me, like, I cannot be more grateful and just enjoying this time. You know, when I get to see people and stay closer to my Latin American friends.
Yeah, well, I do have to come back because, I mean, when I visited Central, I think it was 2016, and it was before Gil had opened and before you, Mill, had opened. So I have to come.
Oh, please do. Yeah, for me, it's something that you gotta do. And when you come to Lima, please let's go together to Mill. And, we can enjoy the whole ecosystem, you know, our whole world. In Peru.
Thank you so much. Go take a photo and we'll take a picture.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
See you. So, hello. Tell my listeners your full name and restaurant.
Alberto Landgraf, Landgraf, Restaurant Otec in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Amazing. And I had a fantastic dinner there the other night, which you did a collaboration for Latin America's 50 Best, which is why I'm in town. So tell me a little about how your collaboration came together.
Actually, it's not really a collaboration. It's just a way we opening our doors to whoever, you know, came into town and just trying to be good hosts. But we made a point to serve what we actually serve to our customers every day, you know, just as if you ate exactly what our customers eat. So I think it's a bit, I don't like the idea of creating a fake restaurant for an award ceremony. So I think what you saw was a real attack. That's what people eat on every day.
Well, I'm glad because I was very excited to come to your restaurant and have your food. And also you teamed up for that particular dinner with Pia Leon and Santiago Lastra.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Apologies. You were there doing the collab. There is a collaboration with Pia and Santi because we've known each other forever. So, you know, it was Rio. Santi wanted to come. It's his first time here. And then, of course, Pia, she also wanted to do something together. So it's good, you know, it was a good balance.
Yeah, no, it was great to be there because I really wanted to go to your restaurant. And also, I know the two of them because they're contributing chefs to my book that recently came out, Chef-wise. So, but it was wonderful.
Why am I not in your book?
Because I didn't know you, but couldn't have every chef in the world in the book. But maybe there'll be a volume two. We'll see. But congratulations. We're here at Latin America's 50 Best, and you are currently ranked, Otec is number 12, which is outstanding. So what does this mean to you, to be here and to be a part of these awards?
Honestly, it means you know, it's recognition. But for me, I know this is going to sound a little cliche, but it's not the destination, it's the journey. It's the journey.
Yeah, no, I believe in that.
And, you know, this is one of the destinations we have through our careers. So I'm really glad to be part of the list. Of course, everything that, you know, that's only 50 is a really nice club to be part of. And Otec has been part of since we opened. So, you know, we're happy. We're happy to be part of it. And especially being Rio, being like a, an, you know, represent, trying to represent Rio as well as it could, being good hosts, being like an embassy of Rio for, you know, for people to come and enjoy a little bit of the Brazilian hospitality, to understand a little bit of the karaoke spirit. You know, for us, it's about that. It's about to share with our friends that came from abroad. You came from a long way yourself. So, you know, just wanted to make people happy.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. When did you open OTEC, and how do you describe the cuisine for someone who hasn't been before?
Okay, I opened in 2018.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll describe it is a product-driven cuisine. And I know this is going to sound a bit complicated, but you know Muji, that store that sells everything from a house to a pen?
We have one in New York.
Yeah.
Or two, maybe.
I was reading the book from the chief designer. It's an important architect called Kenya Hara. And he said when he was given the task of creating Muji, his goal was to make what's simple, sophisticated, and to make what's sophisticated, simple. So that's our goal at OTEC. We work, of course, with a sophisticated product, which is a Michelin star restaurant. We just wanted to make it as simple as possible, bring it to take it all, to make it as bare and nude, you know, only the real essence of what hospitality needs to be. Good food, good wine, good service. That's it. But at the same time, you have to give people a little bit of what they want. You know, they want to feel the flavors, they want to see new sensations, have experiences. So we're there to provide that.
Well, amazing. Congratulations. Have fun tonight. And I'll see you later at the after party.
Let's hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Manu Bufana from Restaurant Manu in Curitiba, Brazil.
And we met many years ago when you were a part of the Galinese shuffle at the time. I think it was at Tourist in New York City, and it was such a delight to meet you there. But I haven't been to your restaurant yet. So in Brazil, since we're in Rio, where are you located compared to where we are?
Well, I'm Manu is in South Brazil, Curitiba. It's the same state as Iguazu Falls. So it's the famous Iguazu Falls. And we are really south, different weather. More the people from there, it's mostly from European when they come during the Second War. So yeah, that's where we are located.
Well, I have to get down and visit. And we are here in Rio at Latin America's 50 Best. And we're at the after party, hence the music. But you just received 2 awards, actually. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to bring that home to Curitiba. Curitiba was nominated like the best city, sustainable city in the world. And I'm happy to bring the award, the Sustainable Restaurant, to Curitiba back. And yeah, I'm thrilled to, you know, to being represented as the sustainability.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And being on the 50 Best list is quite something. How has that affected your restaurant or you? I mean, does it bring more people visiting?
I believe the 50 Best change a lot of people's life, a lot of restaurants. And not just changing the restaurant, not change the people, but I think change the city and change the chef that's from my city. So that's great, you know, from 50 Best, from Tourist Board. And I'm happy to be represented at South Brazil in the list.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And thank you again for being a part of my book, Chef Wise. I'm thrilled to have you a part of it. And it's so wonderful to see you and celebrate with you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to see you again. We saw like back in New York, and yeah, I hopefully to see you in our new restaurant in New York next year.
Yes, tell us more about that. Yes, you're opening soon.
Yeah, I think we open next year on the first semester. We are hoping so. We are in construction, but I'm super thrilled to be in New York and to open like the Brazilian restaurants, like, you know, to show the, you know, the New Yorkers and the people little bits from Brazil and from the, you know, the dishes that we are used to do here.
I'm so excited. Where's the location?
So it's going to be in Chelsea, near Chelsea Market, in across the streets, behind the High Line.
Fantastic. I can't wait. So I will see you back in New York, if not sooner. But good luck with getting open. I'm sure it will go well and New York will embrace you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's a wrap from Latin America's 50 Best in Rio de Janeiro. It's been a thrilling day and so happy to be here and celebrate with all the chefs. Congratulations to everyone, and thank you to Latin America's 50 Best for having me. I love being a part of this, and thank you, my listeners, for coming along for the ride. And as always, thank you for being part of All in the Industry. Bye.
Want to cultivate farms and food systems that nourish, heal, and empower? Register now for PASA's 2024 Sustainable Agriculture Conference. Discover resources, services, and products at our expansive trade show and explore more than 70 educational sessions on climate smart practices, food justice, soil health, and more. Featuring a dynamic lineup of speakers, including Reginaldo Hasle Marroquin, farmer and founder of the Regenerative Agriculture Alliance and CEO of Tree Range Farms, and Reverend Dr. Heber M. Brown III, pastor, community organizer, and founder of the Black Church Food Security Network. Find your community at PASA's 33rd annual conference in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on February 8th through 10th. Register now at pasafarming.org/HRN2024. That's pasafarming.org/HRN2024.
Welcome back to All in the Industry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host and producer, Sherry Bayer, and this is our special On the Road show from Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants, which took place Tuesday, November 28th in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Again, I was thrilled to be a part of it. Thank you to everyone who chatted with me, and big congratulations. It was so exciting to be there and celebrate with you. If you want to check out any of my past episodes that I have interviews with Misha, the 50 Best, and my solo dining experience in Maido, and my interviews with Virgilio Martinez and Rodolfo Guzman and William Drew. It's all in the archives. So I have a little segment from the press conference that took place right after the awards ceremony, and it was with Misha Sumura, who received the number one spot on the Latin America's 50 Best list for Maido in Lima, Peru, and it was in Portuguese. So I'm going to play back a clip of it, and I'm also going to then read back what it says in English according to my transcript. So I'm going to share with you so you can get a taste of the press conference, so to speak. So the part I'm going to play back is a question from one of the media who is in the audience, and then Misha's answer. So here it is.
Un poquito tu cocina, la cocina Nikkei, es una fusión de las culturas peruana y japonesa. ¿Cómo interpretas esta fusión? ¿Y sientes un poco que estás representando a Japón también esta noche, además de Perú?
La verdad, no. No. Yo represento al Perú, represento a América Latina, me veo japonés. Mi padre, estoy, por supuesto, muy orgulloso de poder ver Japón, respeto mucho su cocina, aprendí en Japón, trabajé en Japón, pero yo soy 100% peruano. La cocina que hago cada vez es más peruana. Y es eso, ¿no? Me encanta todo lo que es Perú, todo lo que es Latinoamérica.
And in English. Your cuisine, the Nikea cuisine, is a fusion of Peruvian and Japanese cultures. How do you interpret this fusion? And do you feel that you are representing Japan as well tonight, besides Peru? And Misha's response, to be honest, no. No, I represent Peru. I represent Latin America. I see myself as Japanese. My parents, of course. I'm very proud of what Japan is. I respect their cuisine a lot. I learned in Japan. I worked in Japan. But I am 100% Peruvian. The cuisine I make is more and more Peruvian. And that's it. I love everything that is Peruvian, everything that is Latin American. So that's a little bit of what he said. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to be a part of it and to give him a big hug and celebrate with him and all the chefs.
Okay, so now I'm going to do something on the show I've not done before. I don't have a new speed round, and I felt you all needed a speed round. So I'm going to share with you the speed round that I did with Rodolfo Guzman on episode 356. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but it's a good one. So here's my speed round with Rodolfo from April 2023 when I was in Santiago, Chile, and interviewed him post-dinner at his amazing restaurant, Barago.
Do you want to play my speed round game, which is fun? Okay. It's just a little game I play.
I'll try to be quick. I'm always slow at this thing.
I'm like, good luck with the quickness here. Okay. So this is going to be fun. Okay, so Perfect. Here we go. Eat in at home or eat out at a restaurant?
Oh, at home.
Indoor dining or al fresco dining?
Al fresco dining.
Wine, beer, cocktail, mocktail, or champagne?
Oh, beer.
I wish people could see your face expressions. They're fabulous. Tasting menu or a la carte?
Tasting menu.
Small plates or large plates?
Small plates.
Communal table or chef's counter?
Chef's counter.
Tipping or all-inclusive charge?
Tipping.
Okay, a couple more. A tomato or a peach?
Oh, has to be a tomato.
I thought that was a tough one, too. Writing a cookbook or being a contributor to a book?
Writing a cookbook.
Yeah, your book. You have a book with Biden that came out, I think, 2017. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing. Right. We're part of the same family. Yeah. Okay, two more. Cheese plate or dessert?
Dessert.
Manhattan, Brooklyn, or Santiago?
Oh, come on. So hard. I have to say Santiago.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I didn't make that easy on you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That was the game. You did go pretty fast there.
Okay. I'm impressed.
And I'm impressed too. Thank you, Rodolfo. Okay, it's time for my solo dining experience. So this week it's at Cole. Here's the rundown. The location, 9 Seymour Street, Marylebone, London. And Cole is spelled K-O-L. The concept, Mexican soul, British ingredients. And also downstairs, there's Cole Mezcaleria, which features Mexican spirits and antojitos. So the chef and owner, Santiago Lastra. Why'd I go? Well, I've heard amazing things about Cole. I've met Santiago, met him at the World's 50 Best in Valencia, and then I went to his collaboration dinner in Rio. And I really wanted to go to his restaurant in London, and I was visiting there post-Rio. So I made a reservation for one. I reached out to Santiago to see if he'd be there, and he said yes. And there you go, solo dining at Cole. My experience. So when I arrived, Santiago greeted me. His team was lovely. They sat me at a two-top table that was right next to the open kitchen. The kitchen is in the center of the dining room, beautifully designed so everyone can watch the action. Santiago presented many of the dishes to me, as well as his team. And his brother was one of my servers, and he was super nice, and the whole team was so welcoming. I had a really wonderful experience. At the end, Santiago, or Santi, showed me around a little bit, gave me a tour of the space, and I just felt lucky to be there. So thank you. What did I get? Well, the tasting menu had about 11 dishes, including escamoles with king oyster mushrooms, truffle, pine nuts, and veal bone marrow. There was the signature langoustine taco, and I also had taco in Rio. All of them so delicious. This taco had smoked chili and sea buckthorn, and it had a cool presentation. There's a crustacean head, I guess you'd say, that you squeeze like tongs the juice of the head onto the langoustine. You might have to have a visual of that to understand what I'm saying, but it was cool and delicious. There was also tiradito with scallop, quince, meadow sweet, and fig leaf.
those mole with purple carrot, coloradito, and fermented black currant, and sprinkled with truffles. The tortillas that came with some of the dishes that were pink, blue, purple, and cream combo. Corn tortillas, obviously freshly made and fantastic. It was adobado and had two choices, and I went with the short rib with basilica mix, parsley root, and herbal salsa. There were a couple desserts, including tamal, which was brown butter corn seam cake with buttermilk and fennel. The beverage director made a few beautiful drinks for me, non-alcoholic options to go with my meal. So my take, it was wonderfully delicious, great flavors, simple but complex. I mean, what Santiago is doing is really wonderful, and there's a reason he's being recognized. So I highly recommend it for anyone. The ambiance, as I said, the open kitchen is the centerpiece, and it's got a very warm vibe to it. It's low lit, and it has, as you say, orange or rust colors predominantly throughout the space. It's modern but casual at the same time. Wood tables, definitely nothing pretentious about it. You just feel at home when you're there. I'd say it's perfect for date night or dinner with friends. Interesting tidbit. So Santiago worked closely with Rene Redzepi of Noma on their pop-up that they did in Mexico in 2017. Santiago was brought on board to help Rene spearhead this pop-up they did because of his expertise in Mexican cuisine. And he was doing pop-ups all around the world, which is how he got referred. And then during that experience, he developed his idea for Cole, and he opened in 2020. And Cole is currently ranked number 23 on the world's 50 best list, which is amazing. Personal fun fact. So, okay, where did I eat in Rio that I haven't told you about? So I had a wonderful lunch at Thomas Trigo's Toto with a group of chefs, which was awesome. He's a Brazilian chef there and has a few restaurants. I went back to a place I'd been to called Casa de Feijoada, for the namesake, Feijoada. It's a really authentic, great spot. I also had acai and tapioca crepes at Bibi Sucos, and I had chicken de brasa at Puro Brasa, which is their type of Brazilian steakhouse they have. Of course, they had coffee and pastries. Also, not food-wise, but guess what? I went to a football game, or a soccer game, as I say, at Estadio do Maracanã, which is a very famous stadium in Rio. And I also went to the top of Sugarloaf Mountain, where you get this incredible view of Rio, and of course to the beaches, Copacabana and Ipanema. Rio is Rio. It's beautiful, wonderful, and if you have a chance to go, I say go. The cost of my meal at Cole back in London, it was 183 euro. That included a 14.5% service charge. There was a bit of a discount that Santiago gave me for some extras I got. So thank you so much. Would I go back? Yes, of course. Their website is colerestaurant.com and Instagram col.restaurant, and that's K-O-L. And Santiago is at Santiago Lastra. Okay, that's the show. Thank you so much to everyone who joined me from Latin America's 50 Best Restaurants 2023 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. William Drew, Rodolfo Guzman, Rafa Costa e Silva, Virgilio Martinez, Alberto Landgraf, and Manuela Manu Bufara. Congratulations to all the chefs and to Misha Tsumura. Big congratulations to you for the number one spot. It's truly amazing, and I'm happy for you. And I'm happy for everyone on the list. And many thanks to Latin America's 50 Best and the wonderful PR team, Miranda Rincon of the Jeffrey Group. Thank you for having me. It was really an honor to be there. To find out more, you can go to worlds50best.com/Latin America. You can see the whole list. There's 1 to 50. There's also 51 to 100. They do a whole top 100. So check that out. And on Instagram at the world's 50 best and hashtag LATAM50best. You can follow me at Sherry Bayer, at Bayer PR, and at All Industry. My Facebook page is All in the Industry. My websites are BayerPublicRelations.com, SherryBayer.com, and AllInTheIndustry.com. All of our shows are archived at HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We are also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Check out my new book, Chefwise, Life Lessons from Leading Chefs Around the World by Fiden, now available wherever books are sold. Thanks to my engineer today, Armin. Thanks again to everyone at Heritage Radio Network and all of my guests for the past 10 years. What an amazing milestone. I love doing this show, and I'm just going to keep going. So thank you. I am your host and producer, Sherry Bayer. Stay tuned for a new show next week. And as always, thank you for being part of All in the Industry. Bye. All in the Industry is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awele, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries, like why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode. Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.